This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. MIT's Technology Review is lauding Oregon Health Science University in Portland for demonstrating efficient improvement of human DNA. One criticism of the technique is found in both the beginning of research and how it would be used. The death of human embryos occurs in the research, and if successfully developed, rich mothers would pay for dangerous hormone therapy to extract eggs, and rich parents would pay scientists to create, process, and select survivors among numerous embryos. The survivor would be implanted in the host mother, and none of these arguments touch the genetic engineering, loss of human intimacy, and perfect child syndrome problems. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view, of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. This is Life News Radio. In other headlines, Princess Kate recently made comments about life with more children, so a population control group is begging the heirs to the British throne to change their lives and not have any more children. A rapid exchange at CNN gave pro-lifers reason to cheer Matt Schlapp of the American Conservative Union. Schlapp relied on science to defend the position that life begins at conception. Early death advocates want Britain to accept legally arranged and assisted suicide. They are using a man's last months of life to lobby for their cause. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.